This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, February 15th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Vilsack spars with GOP. EPA gets praise from agriculture and broadband's worker problem. Vilsack headlines the 2024 Ag Outlook. USDA's 2024 Ag Outlook Forum kicks off today with an address from Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack and Chief Economist Seth Meyers' outlook on the U.S. farm economy. There also will be a panel with three state agriculture commissioners and a second panel with farmers and industry experts. It's entitled New Horizons, How Science, Technology, and Innovation Are Positioning Farmers and Ranchers to Prosper. You can follow AgriPulse.com for our reports on the forum. Vilsack, no interest in his farm bill funding idea. Vilsack says he's got a way to break the impasse over funding a new farm bill. But so far, there hasn't been any interest in the idea on Capitol Hill, he told reporters after a five-hour hearing with House Agriculture Committee yesterday. Vilsack has suggested using the department's Commodity Credit Corporation in some way to supplement the two main commodity programs, that price loss coverage and agriculture risk coverage. Vilsack already using the CCC to supplement farm bill funding for trade promotion assistance, and he's pledged another $1 billion in CCC funding to provide food aid through purchases of U.S.-grown commodities. He said of finding ways to fund farm bill needs, I think we just need to be more creative. I think people are kind of stuck in their lanes here, and to get people unstuck, I think you have to throw something into the equation that's just a little bit different. So what's next? Well, Vilsack said USDA is working with U.S. Agency for International Development on how best to use the $1 billion that has been earmarked for food aid. By the way, House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania insisted to reporters after the hearing he's still looking at moving a farm bill in March, even as the partisan impasse over funding only seems to be deepening. Thompson acknowledged there's no funding for it right now. The House is in recess after today until February 28th, that when lawmakers return ahead of a March 1st and March 8th deadline for keeping the government funded. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Vilsack defends small farm focus. At yesterday's hearing, Secretary Vilsack took heavy fire from House Republicans. They accused him of being out of touch with large-scale agriculture. Secretary Vilsack, have you talked to any farmers about how much fertilizer costs, how much diesel costs, or how much the cost of land rent? Asked Representative Austin Scott of Georgia. Representative Brad Finstead of Minnesota said Vilsack lacked, quote, appreciation for operations that provide the majority of the food in this country with tight margins and greater risk. Vilsack told reporters he was focused on smaller farms, quote, because they're the ones who are at greatest risk at this point in time, and they're the ones who are working two full-time jobs to stay on the farm. He went on, we've got to feed the world, and these folks do a tremendous job, he said, of large-scale farms. This is not about necessarily suggesting that they are not great. It's about the fact that for far too long, our focus has been on production and production agriculture, and it has made more difficult for the small and mid-sized folks to compete in that system. Ag groups welcome EPA action on dicamba. There's a headline you don't see every day. Farm groups praising an EPA decision yesterday to allow use of previously registered dicamba products that are already in the hands of growers, retailers, or distributors. The agency said it wanted to ensure that other, more volatile dicamba products would not be used illegally by soybean and cotton growers, and that the three over-the-top products, Xtendimax, Engenia, and Tavium, are applied according to label restrictions. The order does not allow registrants to sell or distribute dicamba, but EPA said most products already at retailers or distributors. We're pretty confident this is going to meet our needs, said Kyle Kunkler, Director of Government Affairs at the American Soybean Association. The National Cotton Council said that, quote, under the circumstances, EPA's order will provide much-needed relief for growers already facing difficult economic conditions. Commerce Secretary, labor shortage dogs broadband work. Broadband providers are struggling to find enough labor as they work with state agencies and the Commerce Department to deploy $42 billion in network infrastructure to unconnected communities. That's the word of Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo. Raimondo speaking at an event hosted by the NTCA, the Rural Broadband Association, said low unemployment rates have made it difficult to find employees to lay fiber to do other work necessary to connect homes to the Internet. Raimondo said it's a real challenge. Now take note, Raimondo said her agency estimates the funding will create around 150,000 new jobs. Southwestern butterfly gets listed as threatened. A butterfly known from only 10 populations at highest elevations in southwestern Colorado, eastern Utah, and northern New Mexico is being listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act, but certain activities such as grazing will be allowed to continue. The Fish and Wildlife Service said a rule will tailor, quote, the conservation of the species with balanced land management to allow continued acceptable land uses. A prohibition against what is known as incidental take of silver spot butterfly and bog violet, its host plant, will not apply to certain activities if they are conducted, quote, in a manner compatible with conserving the species, the Fish and Wildlife Service says. Well, here's today's He Said It. It's only the large farms that can survive the onslaught of government. That Representative David Rouser of North Carolina suggesting to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack that federal regulation is driving farm consolidation. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, February 15th. Brought to you by Watkins & Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.